Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, winding up a action-packed Sports Daily today with Jay Delling and Mike Kennedy talking Wichita Open. A real quick look at the U.S. Open leaderboard. Scott Piercy is 5-under through 6.
A Wichita Open winner.
Whoops.
What course is he playing?
I guess. 5-under through 6, Scott Piercy. John Rahm is 2nd. He's 2-under after 2. But it's playing somewhat difficult. A lot of even par after 3 or 4 holes. There's a handful of guys over par already, but not Scott Piercy, former Wichita Open alum. 5-under through 6, so he is tearing it up. Before we let the show get away from me, appreciate you guys coming in. This was, Jay, this is kind of your baby, your idea. We talked about it a month or so ago and how we should kind of give a tip of the cap to the 30th birthday anniversary, and it went off swimmingly, I thought. Thanks.
Well, it's a great community event, and, you know, Mike and I have been involved all 30 years. You've been a great contributor the past few years in covering the event, know what it means to the community, and again, it gives a lot of money to charity, and I got a warm place in my heart for that.
And I've just always felt like, I love golf, but just having seen this tour in person right from the beginning, I think it took a while for people to understand just how good this tour is and how good these guys are. And so part of my purpose over the years has just been sending that message out there and getting people to come out and experience some great golf.
All right, it's called On This Day in Sports History. It's brought to you by Superior Rents. And we'll have a little bit different twist on this. On this day, June 13th in sports history, I'll pick a couple of random things. Mike and Jay have not been briefed on this whatsoever, but with Mike's trivia knowledge, I'm sure he'll have something
to
contribute.
I have no chance.
I don't know. We'll see. You can chime in if you want. All right, June 13th, 1905. New York Giant Christy Mathewson threw his 2nd no-hitter, beat the Cubs 1-0. Christy Mathewson, Mike, go.
He was a three-sport athlete at Bucknell University in Pennsylvania and was the greatest pitcher of his era. He was gassed in World War I, served in World War I, and that kind of shortened his career a little bit. But and was beloved. I mean, was like the upstanding. He was like the personification of sportsmanship and everything that, you know, a man should be, kind of thing. Yeah.
1935. Test you now. James J. Braddock beats Max Baer in 15 for the heavyweight boxing title.
Well, I think everybody's seen Cinderella Man, so that's the story, and that's one of the great comeback underdog stories in all of sports.
All right, here's one for you, Jay. 1937, Joe DiMaggio hits 3 consecutive home runs against the St. Louis Browns on this day. Jay, you've heard of Joe DiMaggio, right?
Yeah, I tell you what, he had a great slap shot.
I knew him,
and he had a pretty cute blonde wife for a while.
Once upon a time, yeah. Sold some coffee, too.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful pitch man for Mr. Coffee. Here you go, Jay. 1953, U.S. Men's Golf, the U.S. Open at Oakmont. Ben Hogan wins a record-tying 4th U.S. Open title, beat Sam Snead by 6 strokes on this day in 1953.
Trying to think of what year he had his automobile accident.
1949.
Yeah, and so that was one of the greatest comeback stories in sports history, period.
By 1953, even, after that automobile accident, he didn't play many tournaments year to year, played the majors, and so that was kind of significant to win that Open because he probably only played 10 or 12 tournaments all year.
1973. Here's one for both of you. I think you both appreciate this. Steve Garvey, Davey Lopes, Ron Say, and Bill Russell play together for the first time, setting a record eventually by staying together as an infield for 8.5 years with the Dodgers.
Bill Russell from Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that. You'll never see that again, ever.
And all of them, not just one of them was, he was okay. They were all really great players.
I love baseball, but free agency has just almost ruined it for me.
1988, Boston Red Sox are 10 back in the AL, but went on to win the American League East. So they were 10 back in 1988 on June 13th. What's the cutoff, Mike, of being double digits back and still having a chance to legitimately win a division? 1st of August, maybe?
Well,
that's pretty late, though.
The famous 51 Giants. Now, that was not a division. That was the pennant. But 51, the Giants were something like 13 back on August 1st or even a little later into August that year. So, yeah, I would say August 1st is probably about as close. Yeah.
Uh-huh. No hitter on this day. Dennis Martinez for the Indians. No hits Baltimore. 11-0.
How many teams did he play for?
I remember him, of course, with the Orioles. I'd kind of forgotten even was with Cleveland.
Expos?
Yeah.
Denny Martinez with the Expos?
He was, I think, yeah. And then Dennis and Tip, I always kind of got mixed up.
Tippy Martinez was with Baltimore. Yeah. Maybe that's it. And maybe
they both were. They both were at one time, yeah.
2 years ago, the Warriors on this day won their second NBA title, second in 3 years. They beat the Cavaliers 129-120. Lest we forget, we've got a game 6 in the NBA Finals tonight. All the hockey and golf talk that we got to, and we've got that on our air tonight, as a matter of fact, right here on KFH.
Go Fred.
Mm-hmm. Go Fred, indeed. Happy birthday, born on this day, no longer with us, Harold Grange.
Red.
Better known as Red, the Galloping Ghost. Yep, born on this day in 1903, passed away in 1991.
Before face masks.
Leather helmets and whatnot. Marcel Lachman, American League manager, pitching coach, etc., born on this day in Los Angeles. He is 78. Is that possible that Marcel Lachman is 78?
So.
This is the sad part about OTD, finding out how old people are. Mike Weaver, former WBA World Heavyweight Champion. Mike Weaver is 68 today. ESPN's Hannah Storm, 57.
Wow, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Exactly.
Can I say she still looks good?
I was thinking it, and I bet we all were. So, yeah, go right
I didn't
ahead.
Know if I could say she looks good on the
say,
air.
Yeah, we can
She
say.
Looks good.
She does look good. A little hockey for you, and former right winger for the Canadiens, Valerie Bure, born on this day in 1974. Jad?
Brother of Pavel Bure, yeah.
Mm. Didn't Pavel Bure marry the actress from Full House?
Yeah, Candace Cameron Bure.
Thank you.
Yes.
Wow. That's getting deep for me. That's good stuff.
Valerie. I didn't think they let girls play.
Yeah, tell
Valerie
him
with
that.
An I, Jay. Weddings of interest.
My daughter gets married Saturday.
Not exactly on this day, but Saturday. Where?
Here.
You going to go?
I might make an appearance.
Okay. Michael Phelps was married on this day 3 years ago to former Miss California. And dying on this day, no longer with us, Chuck Knoll passed away on this day in 2014 at the age of 82.
He was a great coach.
One of the very few Pittsburgh Steelers coaches.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about here? Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher, and Mike Tomlin. In the modern era, that's pretty much it, right?
There was a time before Noel when they went through them pretty fast.
Yeah. All right, we'll put a bow on a historic Sports Daily when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.